Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Oh.
Welcome back, 104.5 The Zone, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Going to put a little play in your day, maybe some money in the jar, but Lotto America, you can play that. The $1 game, jackpot's rich enough to make you rich enough. Drawings every Wednesday and Saturday. Today's Wednesday. Make sure you go by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today. Bring in Pierre LeBrun from The Athletic, wrote the story. Predators GM David Poile won't sit on his hands this offseason about what might be ahead for this Predators franchise in retooling and getting ready for 1920. Pierre, how you doing this morning?
I'm all right. Yeah, 1920, that has a funny connotation.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, decade's almost over. Pierre, David Poile has not been afraid to make deals. What sort of sense do you get about his plan for this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think he was really clear in the interview I did with him last week that he's pretty open-minded. And let me stress that, as I wrote, I mean, he's not looking to blow up this team at all. He's trying to keep the window open. But at the same time, I don't think he has any intention of coming back with close to the same roster either. So somewhere in between those two realities will be the course of action. It starts, obviously, with getting Roman Josi signed to an extension first, as Poile agreed with me. That there's a domino effect to that because it gives you the knowledge of where all the pieces fit once you get your captain signed to an extension. And certainly you can start making trades before that, as long as you have a pretty good idea where those discussions are going. He can't sign an extension until July 1st. Very much the same set of parameters as Ryan Ellis a year ago in terms of signing a year out. You know, that's going to be important. And then from there, I think I would be careful to get tunnel vision here as far as trying to predict what David Poile might do. I honestly think, depending on what teams come up with and teams offer, I think he's pretty open-minded. It's clear that from our conversation that upgrading offensively is part of it. Very disappointed in that 31st ranked power play. So I think he's looking for help up front. But beyond that, I don't think there's any obvious candidates. I think it's really going to depend on the fit in the trade discussions that he's going to have here over the next 2 months.
Pierre, the four defensemen, the top four, have basically been untouchable the last few years. Do you feel like that's going to change?
Again, I think it's going to depend on how teams react to where the Predators are. I know everyone is wondering if P.K. Subban will get dealt. Heck, I think P.K. Subban himself is wondering that, judging from his end-of-season comments. And the reason for that, of course, is that he makes $9 million a year. The other reason is, teams covet him. He's a really good player. So I think he's the easy player to start with, but I could tell a bit of the annoyance in David Poile's voice when I brought that up. Like, I think that, as David Poile said, from the moment he traded for P.K. Subban, people, especially in markets here in Toronto and in Montreal, where a lot of the trade gossip starts, had P.K. Subban in trade rumors. And listen, David Poile's not going to come out and say, I'm not trading P.K. Subban, because he can't say that. Because, again, P.K., I think, is no different than a whole bunch of players on this roster, where David Poile has to be open-minded about ways to change his team. And so he's part of that. But he's not above that. He's not more out there as a trade candidate than a lot of other players. He's just part of it. So, you know, we shall see.
NHL analyst and writer Pierre LeBrun is our guest from The Athletic.
Yes, Pierre, I was just wondering, David, I guess, talk about a little about what was actually missing from this team, or did they get old, or some players just lose speed, or were they injured? Did he go in a little bit of depth, just giving you hints, to what really happened this past season?
I mean, certainly secondary scoring, I think, is a concern to him, and I think it should be. I mean, I think it's a team that really struggled to organically find offense when it mattered. Some of that is execution for sure, but some of it are guys that just had a bad year. I think the Kyle Turris, who, you know, ironically right now is having a heck of a tournament in Slovakia for Canada, the World Championships. He's the captain of Team Canada, and he's playing his butt off. So maybe a great way to end the year for Kyle Turris after a year to forget at Nashville, and perhaps giving David Poile and other GMs something to think about when it gets to Kyle Turris. But, you know, I led my column with this note, and I think it's an important one. I'm sure you guys have talked about it on air, but one of the amazing trademarks of David Poile's time in Nashville is that in an era where so many NHL players have no trade protection, as they should, you know, if they negotiate it, the Predators have none on their roster other than Pekka Rinne. So, you know, David Poile has immense flexibility in terms of being able to trade anyone he wants if he chooses to. Again, he's not looking to blow up the team, but he doesn't have his hands tied by no trade clauses. And I got to tell you, when I talk to other teams around the league, other front offices, they are quite envious of that fact with the Nashville Predators. How they pulled that off, I don't know. I guess, you know, it just tells you how badly players want to stay and live in Nashville. But it's going to be important this summer as David Poile tries to see what's out there as far as trade, that he doesn't have that extra layer of difficulty of having to have players wait. He can do pretty much what he wants.
Pierre, you warned us against tunnel vision, but do you think David has any untouchables right now?
That's a good question. I didn't ask him that. I mean, listen, it's hard to think he would ever move Forsberg. I mean, I think Pekka Rinne is going to retire a Predator. Certainly Roman Josi, once signed, feels like an untouchable to me. But I don't know how many more I've put on the list after that. I mean, this is a GM that shocked the world by trading a young Seth Jones, right?
Yeah.
He traded the great captain, Shea Weber. So I'd be careful to ever put too many names down on the list when it comes to David Poile, who has been very bold in the past and unafraid to shake the apple tree. So, again, those are probably the names that jump out to me, but, you never know with David Poile. That's probably my favorite expression when it comes to him.
Do you have any sense of how the Duchesne thing is going to play out? It seems like Columbus might be number one right now, but, you know, Duchesne's always been fascinated with Nashville. He was here for the Stanley Cup final. Mm-hmm. It was kind of interesting. And, you know, he has property here. So what is your sense of that?
Yeah, he does have an investment property there. I don't know if you've ever seen the clip. I don't know if it's on YouTube or somewhere else, but he's an artist himself, loves country music. He performed. He had something going on this year. I caught it on TV. But there's all kinds of reasons why I think he always loved Nashville. I think deep down, and I don't know this is a fact, I'm just speculating, but I think deep down he had hoped that the Predators would have stepped up and tried to trade for him at the trade deadline. So I think the Predators are definitely on his list. But you're right. I think Columbus is too. I think it's, you know, the experience late in the year with the Blue Jackets was very positive for Matt Duchesne. So I think that him and agent Pat Brisson are going to give the Blue Jackets every opportunity to step up, before the UFA speaking period opens in late June. But it's hard not to think that Nashville will be a possibility. I mean, the appealing thing, of course, for Nashville is that if you can add a player of that caliber, and it really addresses some of the needs that the Predators have offensively.
What about
you don't have to give up anything to get him, right? He's a free agent. You know, it's not a trade. It's just an addition. So that's why it would be very appealing in my mind.
How big an obstacle, though, will the Predators cap situation be for David to go out and go after a guy like Duchesne?
No question. Someone has to go out to make that happen. The math has to work. The good thing about a potential Josi extension is that the cap it would be for another year. But on the other hand, Ryan Ellis's deal kicks in, come October. So that will count against the cap this year. And he's, you know, that's a pretty big raise for him. So certainly the salary cap it becomes an issue here. So if they do end up with Matt Duchesne, there's no question that a fairly sizable contract or a pairing of contracts has to go out the door, but it's doable. I mean, again, David Poile has made many trades in his career, and especially during the cap era. And again, can move pretty much anyone he wants. Now, some of the interesting situations are this. I mean, I know that some Predators fans would like to see either Churis moved or maybe a Nick Bonino, and those are possibilities. But because those guys have underperformed, especially this year, you're not going to get a whole lot for them, right? So you're really moving them for the purpose of clearing cap space, and that's fine if that's what is needed. But I'm just, you know, I'm just putting that out there that when you're trading guys after they've not had their best year, you're not in your best position as far as value.
Pierre, thanks so much. Great stuff. We appreciate your time.
Anytime. All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you. That's Pierre LeBrun. You can read his work in The Athletic and, of course, see him on TV as well.
He's awesome.
Terrific writer and NHL analyst. His story in The Athletic. Predators GM David Poile won't sit on his hands this offseason.